welcome to the Only Music Podcast. And today we are going to do our bonus extra limited version episode for the summer. We are going to list our guilty pleasures. Tracks we are listening to on our iPhone, but are maybe covering the screen if someone's looking over our shoulder.
Yeah, cover your screen. If you have it on your speakers, you make sure you have it in your headphones.
For your pleasure, we are here to entertain you.
Absolutely.
I think you
and
should
start.
And
we are bearing our soul here.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I think that should be made very clear that this is nothing we would talk about in general.
I mean, yes.
You know? But I think we're going to also, this is a bit of a surprise. Now, Stefan doesn't know about this, but I will fire a question as we... Normally a question that comes up once you're at the dinner place, having drunk a bottle, and it becomes quite funny conversations normally around this. So since we're bearing our souls, this question will come up. Let's put it that it will finish off this episode.
All right.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. You should start.
Okay. I should start with the... Shall I start with number 10?
Number 10.
Okay.
We are ranking these by how embarrassed we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I don't even know if I got that far, but this was a hard one for me because I didn't really know what was... Is it embarrassing? Is it not? That's how bad I've got at this, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm sure Stefan will sort this out for
yes,
me along the way.
Yes, I will let
so
you know.
So I will start. We're back with Destiny's Child.
Okay.
I hate to say this, there are two tracks that I still find just genius, you know? And of course it's Sing a Lady and it's Bootylicious.
What did you say? Say that one more time.
Bootylicious.
Bootylicious.
Bootylicious. It's genius. And I would go, I think I need you to play Single Ladies tonight.
Single Ladies. I have no problem with Single Ladies. Yeah. I think it's... Yeah, it's... I see...
It's an enhancer at the party. Let's put it that way.
But we got Breeze to say Bootylicious. That's good enough.
Sorry, guys. I'm
my number 10 is, this is requires some explanation. In the 90s, when the Britpop era was at its peak, Sweden also had some Britpop version. We had a band called Brainpool. I'm not gonna play that group, I'm gonna dig deeper. So the lead singer, who was like a heartthrob back in the day, his name was Janne Kask. Do you remember this guy?
Yes.
Yes. He's now a doctor, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
At the band's peak, he left the band and he did a solo record. And he did a single called Summer Is Here, which has a really nice hook, nice chorus and a nice hook to it. Just this is typical Swedish indie in the 90s. And I don't care where we go tonight. Kind of bad.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, go ahead with your number 9.
Okay, I think this comes in. Okay. This is a phenomenon, I think. Manu Chao. Now, it is a bit of a guilty pleasure. I don't know how to explain this one. He doesn't really come across like...
It isn't good. That's one explanation.
It isn't great, let's face it, you know. And I've seen him live and worked with the guy. And he's funny and lovely in every way. He's seen as a bit of a revolutionary, which I'm not certain that would kind of adhere to him. Mm-hmm. But there's something very... I just love it.
Okay,
I'm going to play Mi Gustas 2. I don't know how to explain this one in Spanish. I'm not very good at Spanish, but
me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar.
Offensive.
Nothing offensive. It's a pure soul, Manu Chao.
Okay. My number then isn't... It's not that good either. You might have heard of him. He's a Swedish guy. His name is Avicii.
Oh.
There is one track.
No.
It's called Addicted to You.
Uh-huh.
You know which one that is?
No. No idea.
I think it's kind of good. It is good. I think it's well produced. Whatever. I'm not gonna defend this. I'm not gonna describe it. Just jump into it.
Guess I should have seen it coming. Caught me by surprise. Wasn't looking where I was going. I fell into your eyes.
I know it.
You came into my crazy world. Addicted to you, hooked on your love, like a power drug. I can't get enough.
Wow.
You don't think that's good? At all? I mean, it's kind of like soul-ish.
I have a hard time adhering to this. Avicii, full stop. Mm-hmm. I have full respect for what he's done, but...
You have full respect for what he's done?
Well,
what does that
kind
mean?
Right now we're talking to him like, you know, you hear a track and you go, oh, it's an Avicii track. Like,
okay.
Avicii style, country goes, house.
Yeah.
But trust me, I've got one of them on my list as well.
But,
so
you're,
I might
not, but,
just...
you're, but you're not saying, like, typical Avicii sound. That's great.
Well, I kind of do. You know, it's like an Avicii sound, like the merge of house music and country music that's Avicii. So on that note, I'm going to go into my next one, which is... Okay, this has been 100% in my car only. Like, and every time someone goes, do you actually like this? Kind of go, it's okay. And
yeah,
then I don't
okay.
talk about it anymore. But it's
been in your car. Okay.
Robin Schulz remix of Waves by the Dutch act called Mr. Probes.
Okay.
It was on all charts last year. And, you know, you look a bit like, no, I don't know that one. But you do.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
Because you have heard it many times, trust me.
My face above the water. My feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon at time. You are not around, slowly drifting away. Wave after wave, wave after wave.
Okay, I'm moving on to my number 8, which is, it's Natalie Imbruglia. And it isn't torn. I don't like Torn. I think it's a good, it's a solid pop tune. The problem with me is that I followed through and I listened to her second, her third, and her fourth album. And one of my favorites is the second single from the second album, which is partly due to the video. Okay. Because it's a lot of Natalie Imbruglia just running around, looking cute, in a 90s video. This is wrong impression. You gotta see the video to get the full picture.
Okay,
here.
I can imagine all her video is all about I'm very cute, I'm very sexy, everyone wants to get on with me, for sure, and I do sing a bit.
No,
that's
it's like,
kind of...
no, it's more like, Stefan, you have a, you could, this could possibly be your girlfriend. This
but
this
exactly.
could be.
Exactly, that's what everyone thought during the Natalie Imbruglia time.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because I'm the agree. One who sticks with Natalie when no one listens to Torrent. I'm sticking with her, that's why I got a shot at her.
I think there's a few boys out there who sticks with her,
she,
for sure.
She got married to the guy in
that's
Silverchair.
Right. That's right, exactly. Uber!
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know if you've been checking out what happened this week in Swedish media, but one of my dear acts called Little Jinder managed to go on a TV program absolutely super drunk, basically.
Oh.
And this was a program by two hosts called Fredrik and Filip. They did a show, series of shows in America as well at one point.
And like the breaking news?
Yeah,
thing?
The new breaking news.
Okay.
Basically, she's invited to come in and have a chat. She knows them since before.
Okay.
And before she gets there, she's been working and she likes to have a glass meanwhile working, I guess. So by the time she gets there, she had two bottles of wine already.
Okay.
And now she gets into the studio and she takes over. Like Fredrik and Filip doesn't have a chance. They
okay.
don't have. They can't say anything because
right.
she's just. She is entertaining. She is a rock star in there, and the internet broke down thereafter. Basically, their server broke down because the amount of hate mails because she was so kind of. You know, just took away from them and took it for herself. She's a woman. She just kind of did what she wanted.
But it sounds like she was obnoxious.
She was great.
But you got a track.
Because normally
here.
Fredrik and Filip are the ones who... Yes, I've got a track from her.
So this is going to be in Swedish.
This is going to be in Swedish. And I have for the last 6 months, I never told anyone necessarily about this, because I do think this is just a genius track. She does it with a girl called Julia Spade.
Okay.
Two great female acts from Sweden in
right.
Swedish.
Yeah. Okay.
It's great.
I don't know
it's
what
great.
To say.
Listen, she got the Grammy Award for the new best pop act in Sweden. She
doesn't say
great.
Anything.
I
doesn't,
love her.
Doesn't
this wasn't the singles from her album,
a
to be fair.
Of quality.
Yeah. But no. But she is great, actually. She's a brilliant new act. She gets on with people. She's great. She's the future of girls. She's great. You got to check her out. She will come with something in English very soon.
Okay, so my number, I think I'm down to number 6. So this is a group called in the heydays of the boy bands.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were a lot of copies, mm-hmm. like 5. Remember
mm-hmm.
those?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I got one here, which is called A1 from the UK. They did a cover of Take That's Take On Me.
Wow.
And got a hit from that. This is the second single. This is hidden deep, deep down in my playlist. Because it's very embarrassing. It isn't... I don't know why I like this track. I can't explain it. There's something about the guitar and the chorus.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Okay,
hit me.
Here we go.
Wow, that is in a different league, full stop.
Yeah.
I'd say.
That's...
I think you're topping the chart right now, definitely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to save mine the worst till a later moment. I have a few more before
okay.
then. Here's another one who goes alongside Waves. It's not too far.
Okay.
It's, can't stop listening to it, it's Duke Dumont. Who I'm sure UK act who's been doing house music, radio friendly house music for a long time, and he did a track called I Got You, and you know, I know I shouldn't like this because it's not really so cool, but you know, I'll play it, you can hear it.
So basic, it's like nothing.
It's just when the piano chords, they just hit you, and you just
yeah.
Go,
I know those party chords were really good in the 92 as
oh,
well.
Oh no, still are.
Okay, my next one isn't that bad actually. Britney Spears.
Fair enough, absolutely.
It's not toxic. I know every indie person out there thinks Britney Spears Toxic is pretty
well,
good.
It is the best tune ever done, yeah.
Yes, well.
Well, no, but a very good tune. Yeah.
But I think that the album after that was pretty good as well. I think it's Circus. No, I think it's the one... Sorry, I need to look this up. Okay, so it's her 2007 album,
okay.
Blackout, you know, with Gimme More, yeah. Piece of Me.
Absolutely. Isn't that where Justice did a remix? Oh, did they do it before on the previous album? Remember?
I don't know, but I don't need a remix here. yeah, I'm going to cut to Gimme More, Piece of Me, whatever, whichever song. Back to you.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go to one of my ultimate party tunes because it doesn't matter where I am, whatever it is, it's sentimental. One of the best tunes ever made, according to me. You're just going to think I'm absolutely nuts. I fully understand
that. Is it Raining Man?
No, it's not Raining Man. It could have been. It's in the same vein, I would say. It's Kenny Burke, Rising to the Top. And it's just one of those genius tunes. Love this tune. Okay, you get me. You get you with me on that
that's
one, right?
Slap bass.
Slap bass. It's just.
My next one is a band in which were really big in the US, never made it to the Europe. They're called Sugar Ray. They had a track called Fly, which was really big in the summer of like 97, I think. Mm-hmm. This is the part of me that really likes some of the college typical commercial rock tunes from the States. I'm secretly listening to Sugar Ray and their albums after that, and this is one of the tracks. It's not good, but here we go.
I understand, just but it fits your personality somehow.
Oh, thank you.
No,
thank
but
you
in
so
a
much.
Good way, you know that.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now this is a tune where I thought I was like the coolest person ever because I had it on vinyl and I would probably DJ it up many times, never realizing their reaction was probably shit because I was so into it myself. I'm, you know, leading up to whatever 2010.
Yeah.
This is a tune that's quite old now, but when I told certain artists and people of my guilty pleasure, they would really make fun of me for this tune. I'm not going to say who in particular, but we're talking about established dance acts, etc.
Right.
You know, this would be my calling card. It's called "Color of My Skin." It's an old Chicago house tune. And it's by Swing 52 featuring Arnold Jarvis. My garage friends, and you know, yeah.
Okay, so once again, we are in kind of the looks is a part of it. This is Holly Valance.
Wow,
she made a cover of Kiss Kiss.
Wow,
remember the like, where is he from? Turkey?
No. Oh, no, I don't remember any of it. I remember the name Holly Valance. I can't remember.
She was an actress from Australia, I think, as well. She starred in like typical like neighbors stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she did like the Kiss Kiss thing. I'm gonna show you. Remember this? It's not the track, but she.
Wow. Wow.
Do you remember this track?
No.
Come and talk something about. Tarkan was the original artist.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. So on her album, because I'm stupid enough to actually listen to the album, she had a track called Naughty Girl. Which, it sounds a lot like you heard the Madonna track, What's a Girl Supposed to Be or something like that? Never mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play this track. And yeah, okay, so, yeah.
Okay, you just go.
It's after 12, can't face the day. I said things I didn't mean. You saw things you should have seen. Been a naughty girl, real bad, so.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's pretty damn bad, but it's interesting, Stefan, that you have this in your collection.
Yes,
I like that.
Thank you.
Mm. Okay, so you touched upon it already. I gotta put a Madonna track in there. Madonna is great, and the most streamed tracks at this point is the track that I love. It's Like a Prayer.
But that's not a guilty pleasure.
Isn't it?
No, it isn't.
No, does anyone listen to Madonna Like a Prayer right now?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah, I think so. That's not a guilty pleasure.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, but...
For me, it kind of is, you know?
Because she's like...
Well, I mean, in a way, the Like a Prayer track was a political statement to a certain extent, which I kind of... That makes it politically correct, I said, and not incorrect. But it's still Madonna. She's not cool enough yet. She hasn't really done the re... After failing to do so with her latest album and latest appearances, etc., she's not the coolest one. I don't think anyone will listen to her.
Her old tracks still. It's like Michael. Remember, like when Michael Jackson returned and did the History album, and it was sort of a joke, like Earth Song.
Yeah.
Remember Earth
Song?
Yeah, I remember
Earth Song.
It was total trash. Still.
But then Michael Jackson was kind of like, well, I mean, we're talking a mastercraft, you know. Madonna, to a certain extent, as I've said before, I think she was mastercraft because she had great William Orbit, Weird Ways, etc.
I think it's very interesting that you put it as a guilty pleasure. It says something.
Yeah, but
to me, it's not a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
But go ahead.
No, it's fair. It's fair. Like a Prayer.
My number two is a record I bought and I knew I would get tons of shit for buying this album. I thought it was worth it. I really like this single. Was it big in the US? Do I need to explain this guy?
Which one?
This is Craig David.
Oh, it comes. Here we go. Here we go. I think it wasn't that big in the US. I think it was a UK thing.
He's sort of Usher. No?
He's a one-off in his own category, I'd say. But, you know, I must say... I still love this tune. I'm with you on
Seven,
this one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
I love this tune. I really do.
Let's go ahead.
Can we speed on it?
Okay.
Wait for me. said the cost of a name, 6-digit number, and a date with me tomorrow at 9. Did she decline?
No.
Didn't she mind?
I don't think so.
Or was it for real?
Damn sure.
But what was the deal?
A pretty girl is 24.
So is she keen?
She couldn't wait.
Cinnamon queen.
Let me update.
What did she say?
She said she loved to rendezvous. She asked me what we were gonna do. Some stuff with a bottle of Moët for two.
Not that bad.
Very nice.
Very nice is maybe a bit too much.
No, but I like it. I still do. And he was good. And I remember. And I, as I said, we've been sitting here laughing about a TV show he was in as well, or we were making fun of him in a TV show, which made his career go. I have a theory that his career never took off after that.
Yeah.
Bo Selecta.
He. Yeah. Mm. Go ahead.
Okay. Now I'm back. This is my ultimate guilty pleasure. It's Bee Gees, and it's Nights on Broadway, and it just, come on guys, this is my ultimate track.
So Louise actually doesn't know about the joke on the SNL sketch.
No.
It was Fallon and Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
I better show you this.
They made fun of Nights on Broadway? I can't believe that. This genius party track. But as I mentioned before, some of my writers that I've been working with, they never really got over.
It's the Barry Gibb Talk Show. Here we are. Tonight, Barry's guest song.
In a room full of strangers.
Wow.
Former California recall candidate Arianna Huffington.
Discussing politics.
Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante.
Initials of the day.
Author of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them.
I want to talk to you.
A fair amount of the right. Author of Frank.
You may not want to talk.
And as always,
I said it's my guilty pleasure.
Okay,
it is my guilty pleasure. I love it.
My guilty pleasure is very unfortunate. It's when I'm out running, and it's a group I hated. I hated them so much when they were big. They were big, started to be big like in 2002, like MTV was still kind of a thing. And I hated him, Fred Durst.
Ooh. Ooh.
But the problem is, I listened to as a joke. Like, I wanted to check out their previous or their latest album, Golden Cobra, I think it's called. And I thought, you know, it's kind of cool. I don't know.
No,
it just happened. It just happened, and I'm working out with when I'm out running, listening to this track or any other track from that record. I feel ashamed. No one knows it, but it's just me and my iPhone.
Wish they never push my button. The door is shutting in, and I'll do you no good. You're getting nothing while I rock here in Hollywood. I'll tell you something else. You can take it to the bank. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all. Golden Cobra, holding the gold, it's so gold, it's so golden, y'all. Golden.
Whoa, I'm...
Yeah,
whew.
That's, yeah, but that's, it's over with. It's
that's
done.
Over with. You're
it's
done.
Done.
But you
I'm
do
done.
Listen to it once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgive but it's done. The list yeah. is done.
Okay, well, okay.
Do you want to add something?
Give me,
a bonus treat?
This is my last one. You just gave your last one.
I think you gave your
not
last
did
one.
Did I? Okay, because this got to go in. I got to bring this in. Because I never
is
told.
It a guilty pleasure now?
Trust me. This is a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Lenny Kravitz.
Fuck.
Right.
Disgusting.
And no, he's not, he's, trust me, he's like Natalie Imbruglia for men, Lenny Kravitz for women, okay, let's put it that way. Lenny Kravitz, and it's not the rock tracks I like the ballads.
Oh,
any ballad, any ballad, but one in particular is Thinking of You. It's just genius, absolutely genius. You, I bet you, if you gave him a
which
chance.
Which year is this? 90s?
I presume it's
the 90s.
This is definitely 90s. Wait. Okay. This is like, I don't know, I got the album in my car. My friends keep asking me, why on earth do I have the album?
And you're like, this is ironic, this is my hipster face.
This is not even that. I absolutely adore it. Then I heard that the live show is amazing.
Yeah, because it's
he
like
does all the best stuff.
50-year-old women screaming on a boat.
Okay, check this out. Trying now. That's him and Lisa Bonet. We're all hoping for that. Anyway.
That's enough.
That's enough. That's it.
That's it. We buried our souls.
Okay, so
please.
Can I just hit you with a question?
Yeah, sure.
Spontaneously.
Yes.
Now, we all have, I think, in our deep secret corners, we got one of those kind of guilty pleasures person you like to have dinner with or you like to go out with. Now, something that might not be completely okay, basically, but that you kind of...
You gotta give me an example, like...
Well, I know one time I had some friends came out that Mariah Carey, they've been fancying all up until now, you know? They were,
oh, okay.
And these are, like, two of my friends in England who were, like, artists and very culturally perfect. And at a dinner when they drank too much, it turns out their guilty pleasure was Mariah Carey. They'd do anything for a night with her, basically.
Like, okay, so explain then, am I having dinner with this
well,
person?
Well, no, it could be dinner or it could be whatever you want it to be, let's put it that way.
So I could have sex with
you
this person?
You could potentially have sex with a person, absolutely.
But I want to, okay, so I think it's easier to skip the sex thing.
And just do dinner. That's
just dinner and a night out. I think
a night out. Well, then you would just like you pick anyone because you have the good time. Now I'm talking bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the one person who comes to mind.
Yeah,
I gotta Google because I. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
Lohan.
Yeah.
Oh my dear goddy.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
I like that. I think I like the drug aspect.
It must be. Because I don't know much else.
And I think she's wow. I think she's, I don't know. I haven't really seen her in interviews. I've seen her like on tabloids and stuff like that. She looks good. And I like that she looks like she's been through some stuff. And she did you watch Mean Girls? Have you seen Mean Girls?
No, I didn't actually. I just read the tabloids, what she's been up to.
No, I think that's it. It's a boring answer, but if it's
dinner
and then sex, yes.
Then she's the one, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's easy to pick, like, I don't know, some supermodel, whatever.
Yeah, it'd be quite boring, yeah.
But I like the, and I think like a rock star, like a true rock star, I think that's too difficult to handle. I think it's, I know it's too much to, like, she's too real. Mm. She's too close. Lindsay Lohan is so far away from me, so I can have one night and whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. If it's like a cool rock chick.
Yeah.
I don't want to have, like, it's going to be too
isn't she a true rock chick? I mean, she's
Lindsay
not
Lohan. She made two albums which are the most commercially horrible shit.
But I mean, she lives like rock
and
roll.
She's kind of plastic as well. She's kind of like, she's more Paris Hilton than I think she's like Courtney Love.
Don't know
if you know what
I mean.
I think that's attracts me in some weird way. Because, I mean, Natalie Imbruglia, yeah, she's cute and all, but she's like a porcelain. She's like a model. And she seems, like, fucking boring.
Yeah.
Her music is boring.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, I don't know. And a cool rock chick. No, I would rather, like, have a dinner or talk to them. And that's not impossible. Lindsay Lohan, there's no way I'm ever going to meet her. I don't think so. That's true. It's LA and it's Hollywood. No. So I think, no, Lindsay Lohan. So now I got to ask.
That's a good
what's
one.
Your choice?
It's a good one. This question has popped up into my mind many times just on
so it isn't Lenny Kravitz.
That he could be amongst the top five.
But
absolutely.
Feels
Lenny
like a creep.
Definitely.
He feels like a creep.
No. You'd have a good time with him, definitely.
You think so?
I'm sure.
He feels like a boring creep.
No.
Like, he's both boring and creepy.
No, I think you'd have
like
a
he would slip you
a
Ruthie and be boring at the same time. Like, leading up to the moment when he slips the Ruthie in your drink, he's boring.
That's so brilliant. I love that. Okay.
You gotta have someone.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking I'm leaning more towards the women than the men right now, so, but that's all right. I'd like to have dinner with...
Wait, you can choose the other gender and then separate the two, or do you want to have sex with a woman?
Depends on what woman, yeah. Why not? You know, there are some fascinating women out there that I wouldn't mind. Yeah, absolutely. How about... I'm thinking about someone who's been like, it leans more towards actresses.
Do you want a smart person or do you
want... No, but you know who I think who I'd love to spend a night with? Mm-hmm. You know the actress in Girls?
Yeah.
Not Lena Dunham, the other one, the blonde-haired...
The good-looking one?
What, is she good-looking? I don't know, not really, right? She's
Know? You just said that you were going to have sex with her.
Yeah, but that's all right. I don't necessarily want to have sex with people who are good-looking, just... She's entertaining me. I love her personality, you know? She's just so kind of in her own sphere and her own drama many times, but she really steps up when she wants to.
She seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, that's what I like about her. Dramatic glow.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
But anyone else? I'm trying to think.
No, I think I'd stop with her. She would be my number one, definitely. Lenny, you're number
what
three.
What are you going to talk about girls at the dinner?
No, not at all.
What
this
else
girl,
do you have? What
I
do you have?
I bet you. She's got a bit of her own personality in that character. I have a feeling.
She hasn't lived the life of Lindsay Lohan. I mean, for Lindsay Lohan, I feel like I have 1,000 questions.
Listen, Lindsay, Paris Hilton, pretty same. No one's lived the lives like they have. Yeah. You know, I'm not certain necessarily I'm not going to say what I'm thinking, but it's a bit tad too used too many times, let's put it that way. And that's what I kind of liked with this other one, you know, in Girls. Sorry, I don't even know her name, but she's great. And I'm sure...
That's a perfect line. I don't even know your name.
All right, that's it.
Oh, that's good. All right. Please, your list, your comments, your suggestions, podcast at theonlymusicpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at onlymusicpod. And of course, we've got our website, theonlymusicpodcast.com.
Okay. So just to make this clear, we're talking about Jemima Kirk. We're not talking about the other.
So we are adding to the episode which... somehow didn't end up talking about music. So we gotta, after we hit stop, I thought you were talking about the dumb blonde girl.
Yeah, exactly. You thought I was talking about the other one. I know exactly, the one who's trying to become a singer, etc.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now I'm talking about the hipster girl, cool one.
Then you want the same thing as I do. You want the drug.
Drug-infused.
Like with a history, with a backstory, struggling.
Absolutely, I'm with you. But there is being down in the dirt that you can't really get up, i.e. Lindsay Lohan. Or there is Jemima Kirk, who's definitely still hanging in there.
I feel bad now because I obviously chose the girl with the...
Lizard. You weren't even considering intelligence.
Yeah, but you said sex. Yeah. And dinner. That was the thing.
Well, you got to get through the dinner to come to the sex point. So by the time you got through dinner, if she's not snorting away your dinner,
Okay, so can I change to January Jones now from Mad Men? I don't know. Okay, people, I'm sorry you have to listen to this conversation. But please email us the girl or the guy you want to sleep with.
Your guilty pleasure girl or guy.
Why,
exactly.
Yeah. If you send us a guilty pleasure list, include at the bottom, and I also want to have sex with. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye. El Salvador.